The end of communism in Eastern Europe 2 decades ago came quickly and unexpectedly. The uprisings were largely peaceful in every country except the last regime to fall, Romania. Its communist leader, Nicolae Ceaușescu, epitomized the iron-fisted dictator. His rule ended in a revolt that left more than 1,000 Romanians dead. Today, that country is a member of the European Union, with a shaky economy and a passionate, if hectic, political life, and it's dogged by rampant corruption. NPR's Eric Westervelt concludes our series on Eastern Europe, 20 years on.
There is corruption, and then there is Romania. Medical care, education, justice, religion. In Romania, there's a pretty good chance you'll have to pay a bribe. You want to become a Romanian priest without bothering with theology school, seminary study, or basic qualifications? It will cost you.
The corruption got very high in this matter.
Investigative reporter Rerzvan Kiruțe with the paper Romania Libera and a colleague recently went undercover as prospective priests. They videotaped Archbishop Theodosius of Constanța, one of the highest-ranking officials in the Romanian Orthodox Church, allegedly agreeing to sell them positions in the priesthood.
What's the going price to get close to God in Romania in 2009?
Well, it goes from 3,000 euros, as we were asked, until 50,000 euros. Depends where you become a priest. If you become a priest in the countryside, it's cheaper.
Despite the video evidence, the archbishop today remains in his post. A spokesman says he denies the charges. Romanian prosecutors and church officials say they're still investigating. Nothing has happened either so far to the former Romanian Minister of Agriculture, Decebal Traian Remiș. Prosecutors caught him on tape, allegedly using his ministry to steer lucrative contracts to a friend. In exchange for about $20,000, a new car, 200 pounds of pork sausage, and about 50 gallons of plum brandy.
There were discussions on forums on the internet, and one guy was saying, okay, now we know how much is worth the Minister of Agriculture. I would like to buy the Minister of Finance. How much would that be?
Laura Ștefan is the anti-corruption coordinator for a Romanian think tank, the Academic Society. She says the corruption problem is so pervasive in Romania, it's almost unbelievable.
We're not only fighting the communist mentality and the communist networks which are still in place. We're fighting a mentality which is as long as Romania goes in history. When you're in power, nobody should dare ask you questions. How dare you ask us what we do with the money? It's our business. I'm the minister. I decide.
The pork and brandy scandal became the butt of jokes in Romania. But other times, corruption has resulted in tragedy. Critics here say the culture of corruption has spawned rank incompetence in key public sectors, including the courts and healthcare, and there is zero accountability.
He was fed like this until around 1 year.
In their small North Bucharest flat in a big, drab Soviet-era apartment complex, Elena and Nancy Lungo show me pictures of their 2-year-old son, Sebastian, who's asleep in the next room. During Elena's pregnancy, she bribed the gynecologist and the nurses, which is a common practice. It was a normal, healthy pregnancy. But on delivery day, during the final stage of labor, Elena says she was left alone for long stretches. Then Elena's main nurse suddenly told her she was done with her shift and left.
Imagine a nurse who told me that she can see the head of the baby, but she must go home because her shift is finished. My time is over.
When another nurse finally showed up some 45 minutes later, Elena says that nurse was in a panic about what she saw. The umbilical cord was wrapped several times tightly around the baby's head, restricting the oxygen flow.
And after 25 minutes, Sebastian was born, but he was nearly dead. And that's why at 2 years old, he cannot sit, he cannot crawl. We are feeding him through a tube inserted directly into the stomach. We try to accept that he will never be like a normal child, healthy. But with every step, we have to improve a little bit his life.
But it's a struggle every day, she says. The Longus are now suing the Romanian health ministry. Transparency International, the global anti-corruption group, says Romania has made only modest progress in recent years in combating corruption in the police force. But the group says in nearly every other sector, the problem remains endemic. Romanian analyst and professor Daniel Barbu says the country threw off communism, but the rule of law here was never firmly established.
To push forward your career or your business or whatever you need, it's man to man, face to face. We have the rule of people, people in offices, not good laws.
In light of the corruption, the European Union, which Romania joined in 2007, has repeatedly threatened sanctions, including non-recognition of any Romanian court ruling. Anti-corruption crusader Laura Ștefan says living conditions today are vastly better. There are basic freedoms and democracy. But she says her country is still shackled by communism's legacy.
We're still in the communist mentality where stealing from the state was good, as much as you can, because it was a totalitarian regime and people tried to figure out ways to live better. But I think 20 years after the revolution, maybe time came for a mentality change.
Dan Tuturica is the executive editor of the Bucharest Daily that broke the story of the allegedly corrupt archbishop. He says it's up to ordinary Romanians to demand accountability and transparency.
This is democracy in its very essence. A protest should start immediately from the citizens who can't take it anymore. There is no other way.
But two decades after the revolution, there's little indication Romanians are clamoring for an end to corruption. Sadly, Tuturica says, after his paper exposed the cash for clergy scandal, readers responded with criticism, calling the series slanderous. And a leading priest went on live television and denounced the reporters as unpatriotic atheists. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Bucharest.
And you can hear all our stories in this series at our website, npr.org.
Now, on top of the money being stolen, Romanians have less and less money that can be stolen from them. The government faces a crippling fiscal crisis. This week, the country's finance minister announced that more than 1 million state workers will be required to take 8 unpaid days off by the end of the year. The Romanian government is also expected to freeze wages, cut pensions, and fire as many as 150,000 people. The government was forced into these actions just as the country prepares for a presidential runoff election, which is coming in December.